Are you excited to be in the house of God today? I am. It's a privilege, isn't it, to be in the house of the Lord. We've got a special story today about a book that would not burn. We're going to read from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. And it says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. The first thing we're going to know and do is we're going to ask for Holy Spirit to be with us as we learn this story today. And we're going to find out why it is so important for us to understand. Can you guess what this book is that will not burn? It is the Bible. And we're going to learn how important it is that we learn the value of that book. The book that would not burn. How Betty loved her father. She was the older child in a family of 8 children. And she felt maybe that Daddy loved her best. And the reason she felt that way is because since she was the oldest, Daddy had longer to know her. Daddy was a minister, and he would study from his Bible when he prepared his lessons, and he would use that Bible when he taught sermons and the Bible studies. And Betty would look at that Bible and watch her dad with that Bible, and she thought it was a very special book. One day, as she was in the study with her dad, her daddy told her, "The day may come that something would happen to me." And Betty said, "No, Daddy, no, don't talk that way." He said, "Well, of course we don't want anything bad to happen, but it could happen. And if it ever happens, I want you to have this Bible." Oh, Betty was thrilled. And from that day on, every time she went into the office and saw that Bible, she asked permission to pick it up and read it. And of course, Daddy let her read it. And as she's reading the Bible, she began to learn some things about God and about herself. And she just loved that Bible. She would sometimes go into the study and she would dust it off and just open the pages. And that's now her Bible too, not just Daddy's Bible, but hers. Time went on and Daddy did get sick. And he didn't get well, and Daddy died. And the Bible was now Betty's Bible. And every day she would go in and she would hold that book, and she would look at it and she would read from it. And she just loved that Bible because every time she touched it, it reminded her of Daddy. One day she went across the street to visit with one of her friends. And while she was at that house, they heard fire engines and police cars and all kinds of noise. And she and her friend said, "Oh, there's a fire somewhere." When they looked out of the window, Betty screamed, "It's my house! My house is on fire! Oh, my house! It's on fire!" She ran across the street. She tried to get in the house, but the police wouldn't let her in the house. "But you don't understand. There's something in that house. I have to get something from that house." "You can't get in the house. Even the firemen are leaving the house. The fire is so bad." Oh, Betty was so upset. And she prayed and she said, "Please, God, don't let that Bible burn. Please don't let the Bible burn." As she watched the house crumble in flames, hours later they looked and all it was just 2 fireplaces standing up. Everything else was gone. They couldn't get in the house for hours later because there were still ashes and smoke, and it wasn't safe to go in. So a couple days later, when the fire department let them in, guess where Betty went first? She went to the study. And she saw the shelves where the books used to be that her daddy would read from. And then she saw the desk that her daddy would sit at. She went right to it. And she pulled off the timbers and she dusted off the ashes and there's something on the floor. It's the Bible. Oh, did it burn? Did it get hurt? And to Betty's surprise, she picked up the Bible. It didn't even have ashes on it. It did not burn. The pages weren't messed up. Nothing bad happened to that Bible. Well, she knew then that God answered prayer. God protected that Bible. And to this day, that is the family Bible. Every time everybody's grown up and they have their own families, when they come together, that's the Bible they read out of for devotions. And that's the Bible they go around and read, because that Bible is the one that Daddy taught them about the love of God. And so it is really important that we understand how precious the Bible is. Does it do us any good if we just set it on a desk? Does it do any good if we just look at it? Does it do us any good if we carry it? What do we have to do for us to get the treasures out of that book? Read it. And if you can't read it, have somebody read it to you. Because James chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Receive with meekness the implanted word of God, which is able to save you." In the Bible, we learn about the love of God. In the Bible, we learn about the salvation that Jesus brings us through the cross. So each one of you might want to start praying that, one, you have your own Bible. Two, that you learn how to read it. Three, that you learn about the love of God and the salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. We're going to sing a little song in a little bit. One you may know, but there's some other verses to it that you may not know. So let's all stand together, because it's that precious little song of the B-I-B-L-E. Do you know that song? All right, let's stand together. And I have a raspy voice, but we're going to sing it, okay? All right? Hold your hands out. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. It tells me of the love of God. The B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. It tells me to be saved in Christ. The B-I-B-L-E. First verse, B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Amen. Amen. Who would like to pray for us today? Who would like to pray? Okay. Joy?
Thanks for the church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. You can go back to the seat.